This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. An urgent warning from Secretary of State Tony Blinken to Americans in Ukraine. Get out now. He says Russia could invade Ukraine during the ongoing Beijing Winter Olympics.
We're continuing to draw down our embassy. We will continue that process. And we've also been very clear that any American citizens who remain in Ukraine should leave now.
The U.S. Navy has now deployed 4 destroyers to the region, though it isn't directly tying the deployment to the Ukraine crisis. Russia denies it's planning to attack Ukraine, its neighbor, but it's got more than 100,000 troops near the border. Moscow is demanding the West keep Ukraine and other former Soviet countries out of NATO. Homeland Security's warning that truckers are planning a COVID vaccine protest here in the U.S. that may be similar to the one that's been disrupting traffic in Canada. The AP's Mike Hempen.
According to a copy of the Tuesday bulletin obtained by the Associated Press, the agency said the convoy could begin in Southern California as early as this weekend, possibly disrupting traffic around the Super Bowl. The White House says Homeland Security is, quote, surging additional staff to the Super Bowl just in case. Mike Hemp in Washington.
There were no medals today for 2 of the biggest American stars at the Beijing Olympics. Shaun White's brilliant Olympic career is over. It ended with a fall on his final run down the half pipe. A few mountains away, Michaela Schifrin finally made it all the way down the Alpine ski hill to finish 9th in Super G. An explosion on the doorsteps of a mosque in northern Afghanistan this morning killed one worshiper and wounded 7 others. No word on who did this. This is AP News. The AP's Jennifer King with a new report on COVID. Her report contains some graphic information.
Researchers find that the coronavirus can destroy the placenta and lead to stillbirths. New research published in the Archives of Pathology and Laboratory Medicine bolsters evidence that the coronavirus, particularly the Delta variant, can damage the placenta. Researchers in 12 countries analyzed tissue from 68 cases. All involved unvaccinated women who had COVID during pregnancy and lost their baby or had a newborn that died soon after birth. Lead author Dr. David Schwartz, an Atlanta pathologist, says infections like Zika can infect and damage the fetus. But with COVID-19, it was the placenta that was infected. Schwartz said he'd never seen an infection cause such consistent, extensive destruction. Researchers say the theory is that the virus attaches to susceptible cells in the placenta, causing protein deposits, and a form of inflammation that blocked blood flow and led to placenta tissue suffocation, the cause of death. The study was done before the Omicron variant emerged.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.